Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Reverse Cowboy.
Welcome to Reverse Cowboy.
Which is the name I came up with.
Yeah.
Better than any of the names you came up with.
I'll give you that.
I can't even remember the ones you came up with. They were awful.
I can't. They were shit. But yeah.
Thank you.
Reverse Cowboy is the only good thing you've come up with.
Reverse Cowboy what? Episode 4, 5, 6? Talk to me. Yankee
We've got a very special guest today. The funniest person on Twitter. It's Ruth. What's your surname?
I'm Ruth Husko.
Ruth Husko.
On Twitter, I'm Dank Aykroyd.
Funniest person on Twitter.
He's
taking that personally.
You're fucking having a laugh.
She is funnier than you on Twitter.
The disrespect is real. No, just to be fair, I've just met Dank today, Ruth.
Yeah.
She's a pretty standard name. You don't meet many Ruths. It's a bit of a mum's name, isn't it?
Yeah.
When we first started this podcast, we said we'll get some guests on. I said, you know we should get on? Ruth off Twitter, because she's the funniest person.
No, but you know what you've done there? You've put her in a box. You've said Ruth off Twitter like
a
page three girl.
That's where we got to know
Ruth,
each other.
Ruth, 32.
I liked it in the page three when they used to say, it's Sally, 29. What do you think about the Iraq war?
Yeah,
exactly.
A
little quote.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I think it's bad. You say fair play.
Yeah.
Oh, she knows
it. Imagine if she said it was good.
Imagine. And then you go, that's interesting. A
what
different
are you drinking
take.
Today, Ruth?
So, you guys were kind enough to buy me a Pinot Gregario.
Pedo.
A Pinot. You guys are obsessed with pedos.
Because we are them.
No, what the fuck? Wait, listen, I need to take you to school, actually. I've had some feedback.
Ruth, just pull your mic down a little bit.
Sorry.
I've had some feedback after the Royal episode.
Oh, who from your fucking racist
from
followers?
Mate, from me fucking my lot. You never include this bit in the podcast, but what I need to point out is the whole reason to everyone.
I used
the whole
reason
we do this podcast is because we're fucking disagree on everything. We're completely different, but you can get on. And that's the wider message. You can disagree on everything and still find a way to get on. And if everyone did that, boom.
Yeah,
no
well, that's
more
why
nukes.
We said we'd do it. And it does work. And we are friends now. Or I'm your friend. I don't think you're mine. You're, you know.
Listen, you're like a stalker.
Yeah.
Bisexual stalker.
Yeah, well, so what's wrong with being that?
I'm playing hard to get.
Yeah.
Very hard to get. Where do you fit into this relationship, Ruth? Like, you've just interjected into your, you know, like you've come, like if he's my stalker and I'm like the innocent cop,
I feel like I've got more of a life coach.
Yeah, you've got that vibe.
Like to help you reach your best potential. You're both intelligent guys.
Thank you.
At this moment, I'd like to just obstruct and interject and say I verbally described vomit before, the bloated dead body that I see before my eyes, and I need to verbally describe Ruth. Forget the bastard accent, very beautiful woman. Wearing a brown, what would we call that, ribbed?
It's a bodysuit, yeah.
It's a ribbed bodysuit.
She's got like a...
Holy shit.
Like a gymnast outfit on.
Oh, wow. I like to dress like a gymnast. Well, that's very kind, thank you, considering when I came up to you, you said, I didn't recognise you without the filter.
Yeah, well, you did. Yeah, I did say that. It's my ADHD.
Ruth looks like Elvis, which I think is a good thing.
But he is a dead man.
He's a dead man, but you know who else?
Dead sexy.
You know
man.
Who else is a dead man? When I see them, all skateboarders. I hate skateboarding and the whole culture that surrounds it with a passion. And vomit in front of me, just to describe vomit today, dressed like a fucking alt rocker, like Green Day. Don't want to be an American idiot then. But we've got to walk around together.
I'll be honest, today is wash day and I've not got any clean jeans.
You might, now you're making me feel bad.
No.
You've got to dress smarter, man. It's 2022.
No, who for? You.
People have got to take you more seriously. Not me. Job interviews and things like that.
I'm never going to have a job again.
We don't need jobs.
That's your look, Vom, and it looks really good on you.
You know what,
that's your style.
No, I'm being horrible. I'm showing off.
No. Pop punk's the worst genre of music ever. And all those guys,
absolutely.
Those spiky-haired nonces, they're all rapists. They all raped all these teenage girls. And they're jumping around singing that overly positive bollocks. Like, fuck off. I heard Blink 182 on the radio. I was just like, oh, it made me so angry. Reverse cowboy. I've got a question for you both. And I'm going to be inclusive here, Ruth, because
I can't wait to hear it.
Even though we all know that the female orgasm is a total myth.
Yeah,
it doesn't exist. It's just feminist propaganda.
100%.
Have you jizzed in your pants recently, either of you?
I've jizzed in my pants once, and it was when I was about 15 in school.
Tell us about it.
Mm.
Well, there was this girl. She came back to my house, and she grinded on me as per the late 90s, early, you know, whatever period. And yeah, I cummed in my pants. And the next day at school was a nightmare.
Did everyone know?
All her mates know, yeah. This was before text messages. Yeah. So there must have been some kind of carrier pigeon situation going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, everyone seemed to know. And it was just like a day in hell.
But did it only last a day and then it blew over?
Yeah. I mean, as it did back in the day, there was no digital footprint.
No shame.
These days, there'd be a video of me stood there like...
I remember something funny the other day. When I was 18, I went to Amsterdam with four mates and we were like, yeah, we're going to go and we're going to do drugs and be cool, man. It was going to be like Bob Marley, you know, but then we had like...
Where were you living at the time?
Chorley, Lancashire.
Right, so and we had four innocent farmers.
Actually, I'd moved to Manchester, maybe Salford, maybe. But however, we wanted to buy some like drugs, like some ecstasy or something, but we couldn't afford it or we couldn't find anyone to give us them. And at the time, you could buy all those legal highs in like head shops, which were like, you know, take this one, it's like ecstasy. Take this, it's like coke. And they're always like evil Chinese chemicals. But anyway, we took some and I'd never been higher in my life. I was like walking around really, really on edge and weird. And we went to the supermarket, I don't know, getting some drinks or something. And I just went, and I jizzed in my pants. And I wasn't horny, didn't have a hard on. I just went, and I was like, oh my God. So I ran over to my mate Joey and I was like, I think it was Joey. And I was like, Joey, I just jizzed in my pants. And he went, I did 5 minutes ago. So like,
that's a mad drug.
So yeah, I was like, what the fuck? I remembered it the other day. It made me laugh. And I thought, we had to go back to the little bedsit thing we were staying in to change our underpants.
But you weren't horny, were you?
No, not at all. Like,
did you still have the jizzy feeling?
Yeah, but it was kind of like really numb and like...
I'll tell you what's a lovely feeling. Pissing your pants.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
It is, isn't it? If you're honest.
Well, I've never done it, but...
I know it's forbidden, but you know, like that feeling of just like instant... It's like a hug. A pissy, warm hug.
Yeah, it will warm you up, won't it, if you...
Who remembers the feeling of shit in your pants as a kid?
No,
I don't.
Do you know what? I've got no memory.
Never done that.
I've got no memory, really, of being a kid, but I remember that feeling of walking home...
With shit in your pants.
With shit in my pants. I can literally link it to a bit of road. It was near my cousin's.
There's this guy, right, and I was reading about him in Wisconsin, called Dale Decker, and he had a debilitating injury that's left him in this weird condition where he can't stop climaxing all the time. Basically, he's like saying it's horrible as he comes like, and because he's just jizzing all the time. And at his own father,
you get sick of it.
Own father's funeral, he was over the coffin and he came six times in his pants.
Who doesn't do that?
I know.
By fucking 5 p.m., it's got to be smoke, isn't it?
I don't know.
Well, vapor.
At our age, it is anyway. But you know,
I'm the most virile man. I promise you, I'm virile. I could sell my.
She doesn't
sperm.
Care.
Anyway, go on.
So I got a story I want to tell you guys from very first podcast when you're talking about the monkey.
Oh, yeah.
Sexy monkey. So I read this story in the Sunday Times, so it must be true, about this woman who couldn't stop orgasming all her life. it was a problem. She just couldn't stop doing it. She'd be in the queue, the supermarket, she'd be at home, she'd be doing nothing, she wouldn't be feeling horny or anything, and she would come, right?
Yeah.
She went to the doctor, and they couldn't find anything physiologically wrong with her. So she went to a therapist, and they regressed her, and turns out, dog licked her up the fanny when she was through. What about that?
How did they get to that? How did they... Wow, really? What? That?
Yeah.
That is some high-level CBG? Cognitive CBT.
Dog licked her up the fanny when she was three, and it was triggered, I should have said this before, it was triggered by a chewing sound. So every time she heard a chewing sound, like Pavlov's dog...
She wanted
dog
to be back with that dog.
Bell, she had an orgasm, wow, she associated that...
That's, that dog was like ASMR. A nonce. That's the first nonce dog I've heard
first
of.
First nonce dog. So I just wanted to tell you guys
that's,
that.
Honestly, I love shit like that. And,
yeah, I knew you would.
Yeah, yeah you do. I don't. No, I do. ASMR linkage.
Yeah, this guy Dale Decker, just to finish up, he can't see his sons anymore because he's just like always coming when he sees his sons. And
Dale Decker,
yeah.
As I say, we've all been there.
Who
the fuck's Dale Decker?
I'd probably just kill myself by drowning in my own jizz.
Yeah. That is an ironic punishment. Like when I razzle the donuts.
What do you call it in South London?
Spum.
Spum.
I would say spum.
I don't call it anything, mate. I've avoid those conversations.
Do you know I've never spelt the word cum, C-U-M? What about that?
What, because you think that's not how you spell
it? That's not how you spell it, and I'm an English graduate.
You're a stickler. You about that.
Yeah, cum, it's a bit.
Have you ever walked past that tree that smells of cum?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, don't like it.
Over the years, I've spent over £1 billion on drugs.
And what about when people say, oh, yeah, blah, 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 they're talking all normal, and they're like, oh, yeah, she had a wicked body, lovely ass. Sorry, what? What the fuck?
Do you know what I like saying? What? She had a lovely asshole.
Did she?
Then a perfect asshole. Yeah.
Have you ever seen a perfect asshole?
Never. I've never even looked at one.
I've never seen one, but I can't imagine. No. Do you know what? I'll be honest.
I bet yours is gorgeous.
No, I've never seen one. Oh, don't, please! Fucking hell, he looked at me as well. Jesus.
I simply don't have an asshole.
No, listen. I never want to see my own asshole, but I'll tell you this: I split up with my very first girlfriend about roughly 2005. I didn't shave my arsehole after I split up with her. About a year and a half later, we went to the World Cup in Germany. Right. Now, I never knew I had fast-growing hair, but after the Ecuador game, I was in a hotel and I woke up and I had two of my mates pulling me across the room like tug of war via my arsehole pubes. And I still remember the feeling of being moved across this German hotel room.
There's no way.
Is that real?
Yeah, it's real, man. They pulled me by my arsehole pubes. Like, I'm Italian. My hair grows so quickly.
You're not Italian. You've got great
You're
hair.
Not. Are you?
No.
No, I'm joking.
Fucking you pizza are. Boys.
Do men shave their arsehole then?
So low.
Do men shave their arsehole?
There's a couple of stances.
Yeah. Sure.
I know this doesn't really work on a podcast, but there's two stances you have to do, and they're awkward.
Oh, sorry.
Right.
To shave your arsehole as a man, probably as a woman as well, but as a man,
shave mine, doesn't need
you
it.
Have to kind of stand like this and then put one foot, have a look on the table.
This doesn't work, it's an audio format.
Pull your arse cheek to the side.
Leo's standing up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's now pulling his arse cheek to the side.
I've got one leg up.
And his other hand is using a razor to shave his arsehole.
Yeah, obviously, you have to switch it up and do the other side.
Yeah.
You know, we don't care.
Good look.
Why are you shaving it for you? We don't care.
What do you mean, we?
Women? I'm talking as women.
She's representing women.
I'm representing women, and we don't care if you've got a hairy arsehole. We expect you to.
I don't care if you care. I'm just shaving it for my own good.
For your own good.
Reverse cowboy.
Do you reckon the Queen was in that coffin?
No, I've thought about this. I said that. I was watching it with my mum and Bob. My mum and stepdad.
All right. Everyone's stepdad's called Bob. My mate's stepdad's called Bob.
Yeah.
My stepdad's called Neil, though. That's another stepdad name.
Neil. Oh, that's such
solid
a
stepdad
name.
Name.
Yeah. Are your mum and dad still together? Your Italian mum and dad still together, Leo?
Yeah. Yeah.
Healthy Italian sex life. Dolmio, day every day.
So, do you reckon, Leo, the Queen was in that casket? Or do you reckon because it would have stunk, wouldn't it? Because it was in there for about 11 days.
I reckon. I actually reckon she was.
And you can't embalm royals because supposedly it's against their rules or whatever because of weird fucking lizards.
Do you reckon she was in the coffin?
Nah, because I think it would have stunk. And that whole thing is a part of the pageantry, isn't it? Like being able to go and view it if you're a royalist or whatever. And then... so she doesn't need to be in it. It's a security concern because if you went in there and bombed it, then blew up the Queen would be a bit bad.
It would be naughty.
Did you hear what happened to Henry VIII when he died?
Joke as much as you want.
That big fat murdering cunt.
Who?
Henry VIII.
What happened to him when he died?
Be respectful, mate.
He's really he's chopped dead.
You know his old hunting grounds were Greenwich Park. Have you ever been to Greenwich Park?
No, never.
I'm a parks enthusiast. And Greenwich Park is a great park.
Soho was one of his hunting grounds, and
Barrymore.
No, it was because it was just like a hunting ground where they had like a couple of buildings in there, and they used to get sex workers. They were used to be called hookers back then. They used to come in there, so that's why Soho got a seedy sort of vibe because they were coming in there to shag the rich guys. But the name Soho, when he was hunting, they would go down there and he would shout, "Soho!" And they'd all go off for a fucking...
Hi-ho!
Yeah, like the little Snow White's goblins, whatever they're called.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah.
What, hunting for pom-pom?
Well, no, they'd have these sexy ladies come to give him some when they were on the hunting weekends, but they bet they're so doing it. And that's why there's sort of, supposedly, why the sex trade started in Soho. When
all the single Soho's ladies. All
but
all
the interesting
ladies.
Thing, when Henry VIII was lying in state, he was such a fat cunt and like bloated. His body, the gases built up in him and he exploded in the coffin. And then in the morning...
What a lie.
And no, it's true. In the morning, they came in, the people, to let public back in to view it. And there was loads of dogs just eating his like guts.
I bet that it was delicious, though. It must have been tasty.
That's what's going to happen to you.
That's the kind of shit you eat in Birmingham, isn't it?
I don't live in Birmingham. And I'm not actually from Birmingham.
Are you not?
So, no, I'm from the country.
Why have you got that massive Ron Atkinson tattoo on your neck? He's not even from Birmingham, you know. See, Ron Atkinson, everyone thinks he's from... Do you know who that is?
Where's he from?
He's from fucking Liverpool. Nah. Someone point. I'm telling you, Google it.
I actually never thought where he's from, to be honest.
No, but do you know what I mean? You always picture Big Ron.
From Birmingham, because I used to work with a woman called Pam, who went to garden parties with him in Barnt Green, which is an affluent area of Birmingham.
Oh, sounds nice. Tory-ish.
Tory-ish, yeah.
Do you have Tories up there?
Oh, God, yeah. Totally. Amazing. You've never seen a bigger turnout in the... I mean, black country I'm talking about, not Birmingham. Ooh, they're very culturally different.
I met a guy from Birmingham.
Okay,
he was a cool man. I was drinking all night with him in Spain. We left the bar approximately, I don't know, 8 a.m. in the morning, and he got run over, and he span in the air, did a complete 360, landed on his feet with his pint. Anyway. And that is an abiding memory I have of the Birmingham City.
Bloody hell, that was...
Blues, fucking blues.
Yeah, do you want to do my accent for me? Which isn't Brummy,
can't
by the way.
Do yours, really.
It's nothing like
no,
that.
No, it's not.
It's nothing like that. That's Brummy. You're doing Brummy there. Go on, Leo.
No, I'm not going to impersonate you.
You think my accent's disgusting.
No, I'll do it when I leave and I'll send you voice notes to your phone. I'm not going to do it in front of you.
I'm not going
to
give you a phone number.
When
mate.
I do the accent, so I have to do a face.
Yeah, you're brilliant at accents. No, you both are, actually. No, you were doing Brian Blessed.
Yeah, okay,
amazing.
He's very, very good at it.
You two are amazing. Really good.
I'm not looking to mimic people. I'll just put you in a generic area and then I'll just do the accent. I'm not trying to make Gary Neville sound like Gary Neville or Wayne.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm just differentiating.
I like the attention to detail you put in, like when you like call her, like Gary Neville, and he goes like, "Ah, Philip."
Tell me, baby. Have you been vabbing? I can't keep my eyes off you.
You know who's annoying? And I am one.
Go on.
Vegans.
Yeah.
Right. I don't tell people this very often because, one, I don't give a fuck what anyone else eats, right? But I've been vegan for like 10, 15 years. However, PETA are the worst, most annoying people in the world, right? And they've said this week, they made a claim that men who eat meat should be banned from having sex because they said like eating a sausage is a symptom of toxic masculinity, which is leading to disintegration of planet Earth.
But do you know what they're doing? They're being extremists, a bit like how climate change people glue themselves to the road, not because they think they should be gluing themselves to the road, but they're making themselves as much of a pain in the arse as loud as they can because they're trying to make a point. I really struggle, if I'm honest, with eating meat at the minute. Like, I still have a steak once a week, and I still, when I'm eating it, I'm aware that this is fucked. Mm-hmm. Like, how really did, you know, like, I'll tell you what.
Well, we used to have to eat it, but we don't
kill
anymore.
That fucking thing.
Mm.
then we'll dry it out, then we'll cook it, and then we'll fucking eat. You know, like...
The thing is,
it's
right?
It's a bad thing, but I love
meat. I won't eat one, and I'm against it for my own reasons, but I never judge anyone, because we all have different lives, and some people can only afford to eat cheap meat or whatever. They can, you know, whatever.
No, I don't
it's a luxury.
I won't eat cheap.
I know
what,
you
what
won't.
What are you on about cheap meat?
What I'm saying is...
Hello.
Being a vegan's quite a luxury, right? If I live in certain parts of the world, I couldn't. I'd be like, eat whatever. Eat the dog, it's died. Do you know what I mean?
His
like,
cat died the other week.
No, I didn't eat it.
I know.
I would have done it.
How do you know? Did he message you?
No, he didn't, but
he was on the podcast.
You talked about it on the podcast.
Oh,
yeah,
you included that shit.
Because it's public, this podcast, cat, and everyone can
animal
hear
animal. Talking about ecosystems.
Yeah, right. It'd be better if everyone didn't eat meat for the environment. The funny thing I read the other day about a vegan, though, you know there's that fake meat called Beyond Meat that's, like, massive?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that one is pretty tasty, whether it's in, like, McDonald's and stuff. But the guy, the meat boss of that, the vegan meat boss of that who owns it, he's, like, this, you know, a vegan dude.
He's not a vegan.
No, he is. But he was in an argument with a guy in a car park, and he's gone full cannibal, pinned the guy down and bit the end of his nose off, which is, like,
God.
That's not vegan, is it?
Sometimes if you see a really nice nose, though, you do want to bite it off. Reverse
cowboy. So there's this influencer who's a massive vegan influencer, and he's Brazilian. He got bitten by a dog in the street, and he was, like, so annoyed because he thought, I'm doing so much for the animal kingdom, and you've just bit me. So he went straight into McDonald's and ate loads of burgers. He's quit being a vegan.
That's obviously been a desire for a long time.
Yeah, and he was like, fuck you. He's like, he gave up being a vegan instantly after the dog bite because he felt betrayed by the animal
That's
kingdom.
Cool.
And I'm on his side there.
Yeah.
I'm on his side as well.
Yeah, you're going to bite me, I'm going to eat your cousins. What is up, yogis?
Oh,
I just shared a beautiful anal juicing session with my straight friend, All Right Fans. Toward the end of the session, he actually secreted a few drops of pre-cum from his manhood.
Christ,
the ancient yogis called this nutritionless weight gift Shivambaku, which directly translates to dirty man muck.
I'm happy to do this.
I have added it to my afternoon piss replenishment hydrator, and I will be enjoying the vitality restoring nutrients.
Right. I know what you're doing.
I'm talking about that piss guy.
I know what you're doing. You're doing what you normally do and talk about piss, and you're like a 10-year-old menace, to be honest.
Is that not...
You pubescent.
So listen.
I like...
Topic. Drinking piss. Have you ever drunk your own piss, Ruth?
No, never. But when I was little, I remembered that Rolf Harris said, if you drank your own piss... I mean, look what's happened there. Yeah. But Rolf Harris said, if you drink your own piss, it was a secret to eternal life.
Well...
And I thought, huh.
Maybe we can't really listen to anything he says anymore.
Can I say, I mean, one...
Have you drunk your own piss?
Never drunk my own piss. Never
Some
drunk
men like
piss.
Being pissed on.
What do you think about these piss nonces?
These
guys who drink their own piss and girls who drink their own piss for, like, they say rumoured health benefits.
Expel the virtues of you know, like, unlimited life and that.
They think that it makes them healthier.
Well, who wants to live forever anyway?
No, just a healthier life. They think it, like, doing yoga or not drinking, they think drinking piss is good for you. But they drink aged piss as well. They age their piss.
Here's a question for you then. Would you eat a 6-inch long human shit during half time of the fucking FA Cup final on telly in the centre circle for, let's say, 125 seconds?
What am I getting out of it?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, would you
nothing.
Do? Oh, no. Yeah. No, then no.
I don't think I would, no. Maybe I think about it, but no.
Open your mind.
See, I thought you were going to say for 125,000
pounds. Yeah, that's the trick.
Would you drink a pint of aged piss for 3 months off paying your energy bills?
No, because my energy bills are low because I live alone. So,
what about you?
Me personally, no.
And I'm rich.
Because I couldn't give a shit about energy bills. So I've got loads of fucking money. I live in Blackheath and I've got Patreon and I've got fucking thousands of people paying me a
fiver. All those gammons who give you a fiver a month, they'll all be dead soon, them lot. And then you're going to be
bills.
Fucked.
Do you know what? I'll pay your energy bills if you shut up whinging about them, you little juggler.
Would you do it, Sam? Would you?
Yeah. No, and I wouldn't because I wouldn't because I don't actually have any energy bills, but yeah, won't go there.
I do it.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Got £10,000.
This yeah. social warrior 10 grand. Standpoint.
Yeah, £10,000.
That's, probably less than 3 months' energy bills, though. So
what? Ten grand for what? Eating the shit?
No. If drinking I drank a pint of piss.
I'd drink a pint of piss for a fucking easily 500 quid.
Oh right, no!
Right, let's do it. I'll give you 500 quid to drink my piss.
Well, actually, I don't know. I don't know.
Like, would I do it for a grand?
Depends whose piss. To be honest, you. I know you're the.
I'm a vegan.
His piss is dark brown.
No, it's not.
I'd drink any colour of piss for £10,000, and that is an offer that I'm sending that out there.
Listen to this.
If anyone wants me to drink their piss, I'll do it for 10 grand.
One of the guys in the band, actually, he put me up against the wall once, and I said, if you don't take those hands down, there's a good chance you'll never use them again.
What do you think about goats?
Goats?
Yeah, because, right?
Well, as in Sam Handsome?
No, I am. We'll go on to him in a minute.
Because I'll tell you what, I've got a fucking exclusive.
Right, remember this, because we need to get on to Samson. Yeah. However, there are piss nonce goats now. So in Olympic Park, the national park in...
Greece.
What's it called?
Stratford.
No, where Seattle is, Washington, right? They've become so addicted to the salt found in human urine that they're charging at people demanding their piss. And they're getting aggressive. And they've had to be airlifted out of there because they're like, they're bullying people for piss.
Goats.
That's true. Goats are like, they've turned into piss nonces. They're so into it. They're getting really grumpy. And when there's like a hiker, they'll charge over, demand some piss. And if they don't get it, they'll fucking gore them.
Can I say, this is honestly true.
As a parent of
two young children.
Don't take them there, mate.
You start flaunting the animal kingdom. You couldn't give the shit about it for 40 years, but once you have kids, you start really showing it off as if it's the only thing that fucking matters. And goats are lovely animals, you know.
Do you know much about goats?
Underrated. Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, mountain goats, yeah.
I don't trust them. They've got those like horror movie eyes. They're like rectangular pupils.
So what animals do you trust?
Rabbits, cats.
Can I just tell you something?
What?
Having worked in the military, never trust an animal.
If you worked in the military, you're an animal.
I was just thinking the same thing.
I was a vet.
Right, all right.
That gets me out of it.
I got kicked off a school trip once because...
What for, playing your fucking skateboard?
Yeah. I can't skateboard. I'm too, like, long and I've got no balance. But anyway, I was on a school trip and my dad had told me once that goats will eat anything. Right, we're on a school trip at this park and there's all these goats for a fence. So I was picking up fag ends and feeding them to the goats. Anyway, they were eating them. I fed a goat like 50 fag ends and then I got caught and got taken and sent home from the school trip.
How do you feel about that now you're a vegan?
I'm not going to eat it, so it doesn't matter.
What about curried goat? Have you ever had that?
No, I'm a vegan. I've never eaten meat in my life.
Really?
Never.
You've never eaten meat in your life?
I was broad vegetarian and then I went vegan.
That's gluten-free.
So lovely. Your bowel movements must be amazing.
They're pretty...
standard.
Veggie, yeah, I don't know.
I'm gluten-free.
I know you are.
You're gluten-free?
Yep.
That's why you're so skinny.
Now that's woke. And you've got a problem with...
It's not woke. Since I was a kid, I've had to be because I've got stomach problem.
You don't eat bread?
No bread. That's why I drink. That's why I'm drinking a bottle of red wine now, not lager or...
You don't drink lager?
No, not at all.
But you were drinking somewhere.
There's no,
that was gluten-free lager.
Oh, is it?
There's a couple of good ones, isn't there?
Well, I don't know, but I'm not... I just... I don't... I've all... I've... That's why I'm so athletic and live.
You're a slim boy, yeah.
Literally. Gluten's definitely bad for you, isn't it? But it tastes good, but it's bad.
Yeah, it does.
I do like it, though.
I love
gluten.
0.2% body fat, I believe, the last 0.2. Measurement.
Well, Pink, the singer.
You're not, oh, wow. Do you know what I love about this girl? Go on, tell me about Pink.
She is like She's like something like 5% body fat. So are you saying that?
Oh, fat
actually, I need to get the stat on that.
Yeah,
before
get it
we
up
go.
Because I will put it out on record.
But you've never been fat ever. You've never had any.
Yeah, I've never been fat. Yeah.
You've never had any fat on you.
No, at the start of lockdown, I had a little Anne Frank dad bod.
No, you're like just gristle.
I did.
And
Snape.
Mm. Just quickly going back to goats.
While
she finds the fat. Right, I was on a train when I was like 19, traveling to Marrakesh with some mates, right? And we were doing like that interrailing thing. Like we had no money, but it was like fun. And this guy came and sat next to us, this Moroccan guy, and he had one of the early like camcorder with a screen that you flip out. You know what I mean? And he's like showing us funny videos, and then he showed a video of a man fucking a goat, right? And he was like, "This guy's fucking a goat," and we were like, you know, a bit uncomfortable. And he went, "It is me." And it was him.
Was it?
Yeah, it was him. He was fucking a goat and he was laughing his head off.
Go on for
and
that.
I was like, oh. Yeah, I was like, I want to go home.
What a life.
Yeah.
He's got one video and he just spends his life on interrail. It is me.
It was just him smashing a goat.
Right. Yeah. So, like I said earlier, on an alternative universe, there's another podcast with someone else who met him on the train.
Yeah.
It is me.
It is me. But you know, I admire his, he was proud of it.
Ruth.
Yes.
I can't remember what that's off.
Maybe,
I swear it was Ruth.
I hate pink. Like, nothing against her personally.
Hmm? Remember the first lesbians ever on TV ever?
Well, it would have been Anna Frail in Brookside.
Mm. I swear one of them was called Ruth.
Potentially, yeah.
Maybe. Anyway, yeah. But Ruth. Anyway, one thing I like about Ruth, if you follow her on Twitter or Instagram, which
at Dan Cackroyd, if
more of a
Twitter
cat, to be honest. Ruth, you seem to have a fascination of late 80s, early 90s kind of Hail of Pace, Jim Davidson, Michael Barrymore, Jim
British
Bowie,
culture.
Mike Reed, Matthew Kelly, Chris Tarrant, Paul Ross figurines.
Mm.
Talk to me.
I do, because I have to think about when I was growing up and watching telly all the time. Parents neglected me, unfortunately. I was a single parent family.
But that's when telly...
Yeah.
Saturday night telly, for example, your Matthew Kelly hours.
Your Stars in Your Eyes, your Noel's House Party, your Gladiators.
Stars in Your Fucking Eyes, man. Bring it back.
Yeah, exactly.
Reverse Cowboy.
Leo, what's the best lie you've ever told?
First of all, don't call me by my government name. And secondly, the best lie I've ever told is that I haven't got a Samson Hampson exclusive to drop on you right now. Yeah, come on.
So excited about this.
Samson.
Right. So,
for the casual listener, Samson Hampson is a TikTok influencer who I was not aware of until I met Leo.
Hmm. Until a year and a half ago.
We bonded over him, me and Leo.
I exposed this TikTok heavyweight, the GOAT, the lineal champ, the number one, the one they call Samson Hampson.
If you are in a relationship.
I spent a good few days creating videos that lasted a couple of minutes long. Absolutely showcasing the animal, the man, the goat, the greatest of all time.
He's
the best
professional,
to ever do
isn't
it.
He?
Samson Hampson. And then, just like that, like a puff of smoke, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world it didn't exist.
Mm.
And just like that, it was gone. Canoe
did he,
man.
Did he disappear
he
for
faked
a bit?
His own death.
Mm.
But he didn't die. He came back. And recently, after all that time floating about in the ocean, I brought him back. And guess what happened since I brought him back?
You've found out some salacious gossip about
I've
him.
I've been contacted by Samson Hampson's ex. And she's ready to do a tell-all expose on the antics of such a narcissist.
This is
so
fucking great.
So before I knew this, I was looking at Samson Hampson as a result of Leo posting him. And I thought, this is a man who isn't interested in women, men, anyone. He's only interested in Samson Hampson.
I discovered the fucking guy. I was like, whatever his name was.
He wanted to fight with me.
Mike Tyson's trainer, when he picked him up, took him up into the mountains and turned him into a killer. I made Samson Hampson what he is today. And I also dropped him like a fucking stone. When I started getting accused of a little bit of showcasing, a little bit of bullying, a little bit of maybe you're going to end up with blood on your hands. And I thought, you know what? I want no part of this.
I thought your video you did with him was really tactful and sensitive and nice,
well,
actually.
No, yeah.
It was
so
nice.
I did that. And
you
before I
him.
Dropped him, I've done an Instagram live of him, which is live and direct on my Patreon, half hour long, if anyone wants it.
So funny.
Where we went back to back and we created our own rhythms and that. And I kind of got to the the deeper root of it. And I thought, you know what? We all are, and I believe this, we all are toddlers. We're all 3, 4, 5 year olds in grown-up bodies. We've all got them same insecurities, them same worries, blah, 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 and I dropped him out. But then recently I thought, you know what? Fuck it, I'm bringing him back. So I did another video of him. Then his ex got in touch with me. Okay?
He's going to get his Instagram lawyers on you for this. He sent his Instagram lawyers to me. He's like,
fuck his lawyers.
I used to just, like, because he was bullying trans people and women, I'd go for him. I was like, fuck you, you're a dick. You're attacking minorities. So I'd start ripping him for his stupid videos and giving him shit. And then he was like, you're causing all these people to hate me on your page. And yeah, I got a message from his supposed lawyers on Instagram saying they were going to take me to court for bullying.
Right.
But so. Yeah. I don't think that's how lawyers contact people.
Yeah.
So I put the new Samson video up.
It's really good.
After 18 months in the wilderness, I let the geezer off for a long time, and then randomly I get this message from a very, very incredibly, incredibly muscly woman. And it says this, I'll read it. It says, ha 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 ha, he faked my death. Just soak this up, as I say. He faked my death, conned people out of money, saying I killed myself on our wedding day.
This guy's amazing.
I regrettably was engaged to this absolute piece of shit, dot, dot, dot.
Bit mean.
That was a fake ring, dot, dot, dot.
What's a fake ring?
He gave me, dot, terrible. Dot, dot. Stole cars, dot, dot, dot. Left us homeless, dot, dot, dot. His whole, in capitals, life is a lie, in capitals.
Samson,
this video is too funny. Yeah?
Wow.
So I've then... Yeah, that is explosive, right? That is truly explosive. So if my battery doesn't die, I will try and find...
I've got a charger if you want one.
Here we go. Hold up. Right, so I've messaged her. You was engaged to the goat. Talk to me.
Talk to me.
Written, oh, my
tips.
God.
Mate. Yeah.
When you did that last one on him ages ago, I wanted to speak up, but I was so traumatised from being with that absolute pathological
Jesus
liar,
Christ.
I just left it. But now... Nah, big capitals.
Okay.
I was engaged to him. He pretended he had all this money, which there was some, but he never worked. Wouldn't let me work. He made us move to Spain.
Well,
he said his mum had to have left him properties. I found out it was all a lie, to which he said he didn't even know if his mum was really dead or not.
Oh my God.
Madness.
Pretty good.
Yeah, unbelievable. I mean, I'm
he's such
Santa
a cunt. His mum might faked her on death and left.
Yeah, mate, that is unreal. You can't write that. Stole a rental car, my guy.
Yeah.
To drive support back that. From Spain, literally left me with home, no money, 2 dogs, and a fuck ton of debt. I could go on like it's a fucking novel. I've written back, what a guy. Then I've given her my number. I've said, WhatsApp me if you want the full-length Samson resurfacing.
Yeah.
She's written, tried to add you. WhatsApp says you're not there. Blah, blah, blah. Here's my number. So we've then spoke on WhatsApp. Hold up. I'll just get that.
This is an exclusive, a world exclusive.
But none of the things you're saying are surprising to me.
Oh, no.
That's true.
About Samson.
Yeah, that's why I didn't feel bad bullying him.
I've said, look.
You shouldn't at all.
Because he's a cunt.
Oh, he's an absolute prick. Okay. I said, I think we should do an Instagram live.
Yeah.
She's written, I'd happily do a live. The fact he's parading around spouting shit about women, he apparently killed his ex-girlfriend in Russia as he was in the Russian mafia. Oh, and a sniper. Used to threaten to sew my eyes.
Of course he is.
Listen, used to threaten to sew my eyes open. The guy is a mental health advocate.
Wow.
She's written, amazing. Can I ask why you dislike the goat so much? Do you know him? And I've just written, ha, 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 ha.
Wow.
So that's where we're at.
Where do we go from this? Where do you go?
The dilemma I've got is this. It's fuck all to do with me, ultimately.
Don't matter.
And there is a possibility that if I go live and it goes viral and everyone hates Samson and everyone mullers him and boom, 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 we're going to end up with the goat hanging from a fucking goat rope.
Mm.
And I've got to bear that in mind. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
But I am gutted because I tell you what I want to do.
At least you're not putting it on a podcast.
Listen, what I want to do is get around my ass. I want to get around my ass and do a one-to-one relationship counselling and then invite
the goat. That's what you call
goat.
It, is it?
And mediate. That's my dream.
No, but she's saying...
Call this it man a dream.
But this man abused her, like she's saying. So, hey, so bro, she might be in the same room as him.
Yeah,
it's a dream.
It's
a dream.
Okay. It is a dream.
Reverse Cowboy.
Did you ever see the Instagram live I did with America's number one football hooligan, Derek?
No.
What's his name? You never see that?
It sounds good.
Fucking hell, he's on my Instagram as well.
I've not seen it.
Derek Alvarez. Have you, never, you don't even know who that is?
I didn't know they had American football hooliganism.
This guy, he's... Oh, my God. I'm like, do you know what?
Tell us.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, America's number one football hooligan, Derek Alvarez.
I didn't know they had it over there.
Del Boy Diablo, he calls himself.
Is he English?
No, he's American. He's from Miami.
I didn't know
that. He's completely soaked himself up in, like, English football culture. So I went Instagram live with him and we were chatting for about half hour. It's on my Patreon, obviously.
Yeah. And not paying for that.
I mentioned to him where I live, my local train station.
Yeah.
He was like, I know Maze Hill, man. I know Maze Hill, the Battle of Maze Hill. Charlton Athletic against Southampton and Bristol Rovers were there and da da da.
So he's just like a super fan of the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
exactly
it.
That.
But he's not just, really a.
He wears
wouldn't,
Fila
yeah.
and all the.
But he's never been in like a fight with a 50-year-old bald man.
He never has, but he's fucking tried to start a load in Miami and New York and there's no one else.
Everyone will be like, I don't care.
You need to watch it. There's a Vice documentary Derek Diablo. Watch
that's
it.
That's it. I've been seeing it.
Yeah. Normally, no, it sounds interesting.
I do not advocate Vice documentaries because I hate them little fucking pronouns walking around with film.
This is your anti-woke thing. Vice isn't cool anymore.
I'm just going to start that again because I want you to get this in. I dislike Vice as a channel. Because I will one day, I'll get inside your channel and I will put polyfiller in all your air conditioning. I'll fucking starve you of oxygen you deserve.
It's a bit extreme. Do you know Vice once did? So they moved, you know, I don't know if anyone's listening has heard this or you've heard it even, but I used to be in a band. And they actually moved us into a warehouse on Brick Lane for 6 weeks.
Because you're so shit.
And and then they filmed a documentary of us.
No!
Yeah, and... Vice mate, and it was like a 6-part documentary of us living in this warehouse in Brick Lane.
This is like me admitting last week to my OJ Simpson.
I know. It's called the Union.
Well, hold on, where can we find this?
It's on YouTube.
So what do we put into YouTube?
Swiss Lips, the Union.
Swiss Lips, I thought, mate.
Are you acting all wacky?
No.
Have you got a skateboard?
Probably. But no, they gave us this warehouse and they gave us unlimited booze, right? Oh. And they said put some gigs on. It was basically a marketing thing from our label, but it went through Vice and they're like, put these gigs on, we'll try and get it like everyone wants to come to the gigs. And it was free booze, so everyone did come for the free booze. And then they'd put because it was Vice, they'd make us do stupid things. Because it's Vice, they'd make us do stupid things. So they made us do a gig to like 4-year olds,
listen,
you know what I mean, in the middle of the day. And we'd all been up all night doing pills, and it was like brutal.
That's illegal,
yeah, it is illegal. Sorry, yeah, mum. But yeah, we did it's like a 6-part documentary.
Ruth,
like,
do you watch a lot of telly?
Sometimes
you got
I'm
a telly, have you?
Married at First Sight.
Oh,
yeah.
She's my name.
You got a telly?
Yeah, I got a telly.
You're Tory.
Yeah, Married at First Sight. Can I just say I haven't bought a new telly since 2018? My telly is a Hisense one that was bought out for the Russian World Cup in 2018.
Oh, Russian!
When it wasn't bad. So
when they weren't naughty.
When they weren't naughty boys like Fred West.
I feel sorry
Did
for
you
the
know
people,
that
I
Fred West used to eat onions like apples?
Yeah. That's I know everything about Fred West. I'm obsessed with him.
Yeah, it's one fact about Fred West.
You know what he said? Used to say to
Fred
his kids.
Fred the best West.
What he used to say to his kids when he
I'm
was...
going to fuck ya.
No, well, he did do say that as well. Or he just did it. But he used to say, when you go to bed at night, my life begins.
Have you made that up?
No, that's true.
Oh, do you know what?
That's dark,
if,
isn't it?
If you didn't make it up, I probably would have left.
It's true.
No, that's fine.
Fred West, he's a naughty
man.
For a
second, I thought you were making it up. And I was going to say, that
is the naughty.
We talk about Fred West most weeks.
Because
I talk about him all the time, yeah.
Why?
I've read...
He's a local legend.
He's not... Well, he's from somewhere
he's
that I'm...
Character,
from.
Isn't he?
He's from Chester.
You lot have got the weirdest legends, didn't you? Like
Gloucester.
Jasper Carrot.
I'm not from Birmingham.
You've
from
got no chance ever of making it famous, you know that? Not with that bastard accent. Ever.
Or can we get this on record, please?
wherever he's
from. Who else is from the Midlands? Ozzy Osbourne.
So where I'm from, it's Noddy Holder, it's Slade. Mm. It's
40 years ago as well.
It's Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin.
Every Christmas, mate.
Where I'm from, it's like Jack Fincham from Love Island, Bubble from...
You know what I mean? Big Brother, yeah, exactly. Maxwell, real people who made a difference. You know what I mean?
Like Knobheads.
Maxwell, yeah.
But you know what I mean? It's fucking Jasper
it's
Carrot.
Actually...
Jasper Carrot's not even
Jasper
alive.
Carrot's from Birmingham and he's amazing.
Jasper's small dick
nice
energy.
Nice little segue to Slade, though.
Slade, yeah.
The bass player from Slade got engaged to Rose West while she was in prison.
Oh my God.
What the hell?
They started like a pen pal, I think, and then they fell in love on the notes. And then.
He
got kicked out of Slade because he was shagging Rose West via prison notes.
No way.
Have you ever seen anyone a prison note? Probably you have.
You.
Saying
that you're fucking
note?
Gorgeous.
What's a prison note?
Funniest thing you ever saw?
Just people falling over is very funny.
I love that. When it's icy.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, the guy on the BBC News who falls over on the ice is very funny. And then I saw someone do that in real life, which was amazing. And me and my mate Dave couldn't stop laughing. But the funniest thing I've ever seen is I Think You Should Leave by Tim Robinson. If you haven't watched I Think You Should Leave.
I don't know that.
Like, oh, my God, you should watch it. That is the funniest programme.
Right. It's bad because in a previous episode, I talked about how gutted I was that I lost my cat. Right.
Yeah.
However, like when I was growing up, me and my mates used to hang around this pizza shop in the village because it was the only place open at night, and we just like hang around outside it. Anyway, because they had nowhere to go, teenage boys, you know. And anyway, one day this little cat ran out in the road. It got hit by a car, died instantly. Yeah. Don't say that. Cats are great. Died instantly, and we were like, "Fuck!" We knew the guy who ran the pizza shop, Tony. So we ran in, like, "Tony, fucking a cat's been killed," you know, panicking. And he was like, "Right,
biggest thing that's ever happened to him, fucking Dibbs Brie."
All right. And he goes, "I'll get a box." And he brought out a 12-inch pizza box, right? And he put the cat in it. And as he was putting it in, he went, "Oh, God, it's Twinkles," right? And he knew the lady who lived opposite the pizza shop, it was her cat, right? So he's like, "We're going to have to take it to Susan," or whatever she's called. So he gets the cat in the box. And then we walk over and we're all behind him, Tony. And he knocks on the door and she went, "I haven't ordered a pizza, Tony." And then honestly, like a fucking... League of Gentlemen sketch, he opens the pizza box to reveal dead Twinkles, and you went, "Twinkles!" And I had to run away because I was laughing so much.
I thought this was really horrible and sad.
It's so sad, but it's so ridiculous that he did it that way, that it's the funniest, one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
It's Pete's Max.
Right, we're going to say goodbye.
All right, fans and Vom Cruise. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast.
Don't thank
despite
us.
Despite my accent.
Honestly, thank you for coming on. We both think you're hilarious, and
thank
we're
you.
Really grateful for you coming
thank
on.
Thank you.
And good luck with Fuckman and all those secret things you told us about.
Can I say one more thing?
She's going to be on Big Brother. Yeah,
she's
going to
be on Big Brother.
And also, it's not what you do, it's... Love is love.
It's Adam and Eve. It's Adam and Steve.
No,
see you later, everyone. Goodbye.
Reverse Cowboy. Pretty please like and subscribe. We love you, Shaggers. Kiss, kiss.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. juvederm.com. That's juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.